Hello, everyone. Ready to go to that deep, dark place that only the theater of the mind can take you? The following original radio play was part of our sibling show, taped live at the Slipper Room on Sunday, November 27th, 2016.
An interesting nugget of trivia. Did you know that the spiritualist movement of the late 19th century was, for all practical purposes, founded by two young sisters from upstate New York? Kate and Margaret Fox, ages 12 and 15 years respectively, were those two sisters. Though eventually dismissed as frauds and hucksters, these two gals managed to take thousands of people all over the world for quite a ride as they produced mysterious rappings and other supposed messages from the dead. The rappings, they later confessed, were tricks played with their toes and fingers. The following radio play by Silban Sandovar, Blood Sisters, neither plays such tricks nor pulls any punches. But we will whisk away to a cold and rocky region of the old world at a time when it was much more difficult to explain away the sights and sounds that lurked in the shadows.
Master, at long last, the first hint of human life we've encountered along this dreaded mountain pass.
Such a handsome mansion that rests upon that precipice yonder.
Indeed, but who on God's blessed earth would desire to live among such gloom?
Those lighted windows are all the more inviting to these wearied eyes.
Do you think they may grant us entry? Better still, a night's stay, and perhaps a morsel to eat. And what's more, a splash of wine?
These cursed elements and vicious ones do not offer us much choice, Matthias. We won't survive the night otherwise. I say let chance be our friend and destiny our lover. Hiya!
A toast. My daughters!
A toast, dearest father.
To having quarters safe, warm and supple on this cold, cold evening.
Father, this tastes a little...
What? What's that you say? It's of the most respectable vintage. Perhaps it's the glass itself. When was it last cleaned?
Helena, you mustn't make father feel badly now.
It's not bad, father. It's just that it's not... as good as other vintages we have enjoyed.
Well, it agrees with me fine, father dear.
No. Your sister is correct, Adriana. It is sour to my tongue as well. Blast! I know. Our hostile neighbor is making it difficult to receive fresh shipments and provisions.
She is making our lives an unqualified misery.
Damn her! If not for her, we would rule this territory without impediment. Curse her wretched name and house.
Worry not, dear father. Soon we will have our day. Our...
A visitor? At this hour? It can't be.
I shall answer it.
Be cautious, Adriana. There is no end to our wicked neighbor's deceptions.
I shall be light of foot and watchful of eye. Who goes there?
Please. We beg your kindness. We are weary travelers, both cold and hungry.
And who are you?
I am Paolo Martinello, a nobleman from the city of Padua. May we enter?
A nobleman?
Did he say a nobleman?
Yes, he did.
Why do you not open the door then, sister?
Ah, yes. One moment, sir.
Oh, thank you.
I am Adriana.
And I am Helena.
This is my manservant, Matthias.
M'ladies.
Now, who do we have here?
A nobleman, all the way from Padua.
Padua? Then you have traveled a long, long distance. What has compelled you to tread such unforgiving terrain on a night like this one?
To whom do I have the great honor of addressing, sir?
I am the Marquess Novak. I bid you welcome, and beg that you make this home your very own for as long as you desire.
I thank you, Honorable Marquess. I, in reply to your inquiry, I come bearing dispatches to deliver to your fair city of Zagreb on behalf of my country's government, while also seeking out my own fortunes and adventures.
I must say, daughters, I like this gentleman very much. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, yes. Yes, indeed.
See now, it was I who answered his call.
Please forgive me. It is with great shame, as a gentleman of my rank and standing, that I must confess to you that I presently have no servants left to assist you to your quarters.
But we are expecting new servants to arrive any day now.
In the interim, my daughters will be only too happy to provide you whatever you wish, simply for the asking.
Oh, we will.
I will be in my chambers reading if anyone should require my service. Rest well, gentlemen.
I heartily thank you, kind sir. Good night.
Good night, Father.
Good night, Father. You must be hungry, good gentlemen. Rest there by the fire, and my sister and I will return with a fine meal. You shall want for nothing tonight.
Master, I thought we were done for. But now, how our fortunes have reversed, eh? Delicious food, plentiful drink, all served to us by the most beautiful women I have ever laid eyes upon. If this be a dream, please do not stir me, dear master.
Oh, yes, I can feel my toes once again. Oh, bless these wondrous maidens, these angels of benefaction and beauty.
I was quite warmed long before I sat next to this fire, if you understand my meaning, Matthias.
I understand your meaning, Master. With what eyes they gaze upon you. But which one could be your preference? I would have great difficulty trying to choose if I were in your boots. Helena with her golden hair and eyes of emerald green.
Oh, and her sister Adriana. So gentle and delicate by comparison, but no less delectable.
Raven-maned with eyes of cobalt blue. Oh, and both have the charm, the unmistakable poise and grace attributed to members of their rank.
Oh, they must be so lonesome to be here so many miles in the closest village or town.
Yes, how lonesome it must be. So again, I beg the question, Master. Pray which one you would choose.
Oh, and why do you assume one such as I would necessarily have to choose?
And how are our gentlemen getting on? I see your appetites were most hearty. Splendid, splendid.
Then they enjoyed the pheasant. Excellent. I prepared that.
But was it not from my own recipe, Helena?
But how many times must I enjoin thee, sweet sister? Pleasing the appetite of a man really is all tied in the preparation. Is it not, Signore?
Well, I have prepared some Turkish coffee for our guest. Who would like some?
But how could I refuse such hospitality?
I'll have some as well, if you please, m'lady.
I hope everything is to your satisfaction.
I could not ask for more, dearest lady.
Signore Martinello.
Oh, please. To you, I am Paolo.
Paolo. There was something you mentioned earlier, something about being a seeker of fortune and adventure. Is my recollection accurate?
Why, yes, this is true indeed.
Then it's true, sister. Chance has united us.
Oh, pray tell. It is true, then.
What is this you speak of?
We are seeking the services of a hero.
And the man who performs this service is certain to encounter adventure.
And win great fortune.
Huh. Well, tell me. Tell me more.
There is a woman, a creature, who is more beast than woman, who terrorizes these parts. An enchantress who has caused us nothing but anguish and sorrow for many years now. Father is too old and feeble to wage war against her, and we are but two young maidens powerless against her foul magic.
We are the only ones in this wretched place who have survived her cruelty. As long as she stands between us and our greater glory,
she must die.
Who is this sorceress?
We dare not speak her name.
Not in this house.
But we bid you and will guide you in this mission. You need only to visit her dwelling at dawn, awaken her from her slumber,
and drive this spike through her heart.
Dear maidens, you have laid out an undertaking which certainly includes a great deal of adventure, but I have yet to hear where fortune plays a part.
This enchantress has stolen vast amounts of our family's fortune, most of which is an immense store of gold.
Carry out this mission, succeed in this mission, and you will share in this mighty fortune,
And
you can acquire even more of it.
By marrying into it.
You can have your pick of me.
Or me.
Are you brave enough? Are you bold enough, Signore Martinello, to embark on this adventure? Well, I understand if this all seems like madness to you, Signore.
Oh, it was pure folly of us even to suggest such a thing.
I am flushed from embarrassment, sister. He must think us mad.
Oh, why did we...
Master! We must accept this challenge. Can't you see? These divine maidens need you. This is not the greatest adventure one could hope for.
You are right, Matthias. My ladies, tell us where this demon woman waits.
There is a small thatched cottage that sits by a small stream 3 miles southeast of here. Enter the cottage at dawn. Kill her as we prescribed. Collect all the gold found there and return to this house tomorrow evening. We will be expecting you and will welcome you with a celebratory supper. And it is then you will tell us which one of us you have selected as your bride, Adriana or me.
You will have to act swiftly. You must not allow her any quarter or opening. She is dreadfully dangerous.
I have no doubt he will prevail, sister.
Be the cottage the witch hides herself in, Master. Are you all right?
Let us approach. They said we must wait for the first light of dawn before we enter.
The light is coming fast, Master. Are we certain this is the cottage?
This is the cottage. On the count of three, I'm going to open the door. One, two... Free.
All I see is dark and blackness in this place.
Do not close the door completely. Leave it slightly ajar.
The sisters did not lie. There seems to be gold everywhere. And there, upon the bed, can you see her?
I see her.
Step lightly. These floors creak loudly.
I'm trying.
What was that? Did she just stir? Great heavens!
So, have ye Have ye come? Come for the heart. Come to find the heart.
The wooden spike, the mallet. Master!
You have to find it first. Come for the heart. I won't lie for ye.
She's rising. She's...
Cowards! Perhaps I'll come for yours.
Matthias!
And yours. Yours too.
I see your heart.
Go on. Come for my heart, fool. Fool. Fool.
No! Fiend!
Has struck six, Helena.
Faith, sister. Faith.
Remember, our previous suitors all did fail in their attempts.
But none was as tall and strong.
Or handsome as our Paolo. You know, Helena, dearest, I believe it is you he truly fancies.
Is that what you perceive?
Oh, but he has no eyes for me. If only.
My sister.
Yes, Helena?
Might we strike an agreement between the two of us?
Certainly.
If our suitor shall indeed return, whichever one of us he chooses as his bride, there must be no cross feelings, no envy to poison our sisterly bond.
Yes.
May I have your oath? Your blood oath.
You shall have it. Could it be? Could it be?
Oh.
Coming! Wait just a moment. It's Paolo! 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 Hooray!
Come in, Paolo. Come in. Rest those sacks of... Yes. Yes!
The sacks are full of gold! Well done, Paolo. Paolo, our triumphant hero. We are saved! Oh, Paolo the brave. Paolo the hero. Paolo the conqueror.
Paolo, what troubles you, my darling?
Helena? Adriana? What on earth is happening here?
Paolo, he did it. He has succeeded. He found the cottage, went there, and he...
He slaughtered the demon?
Yes, it is so.
Oh, this is a great day for our family.
Paolo, my love, you are pale. What's the matter?
The demon is dead, yes. Alas, as is my poor companion. Poor Matthias, he is no more.
Oh, Paolo, why do you tremble so? Come, my dear, rest. Rest by the fire for a while. Sleep, my love. Sleep.
Huh?
Paolo, my dear.
Paolo?
Adriana? Helena?
We did not intend to disturb your slumber.
But the time has come.
The time?
The time to choose your bride.
Me? Adriana?
Or I, Helena?
Oh.
Do you not find us desirable any longer?
A question more foolish has never been asked. Might I be granted a little more time to... decide.
Is that to say that you don't know by now which one of us you cherish most? You must choose, Paolo. You must choose now.
If it must be this way, then...
Yes? Yes?
I choose as my bride, Adriana.
Me?
I choose you, Adriana.
Why, I...
I congratulate you, my sister, and embrace you both with love.
Then you are not cross with your poor Adriana?
Remember not our oath, dearest sister. We are joined by one heart, and our dynasty is forged by a common blood that we all must share. For a sister's love is a circle without end. A circle without end.
What trick has been played upon mine eyes?
Trick?
Your sister? Within this solitary blink of mine eye, she is gone from this chamber.
Oh, Paolo, why do your eyes search for her? Was I not the one of your choosing? Oh, but you are weary, my darling. Embrace me. How I have longed to be as close as I am to thee now. Bring this joyous face near to yours, lover.
Adriana, I have loved you from the first moment these yearning eyes fell upon you.
You have murdered the monster, Paolo. And now I am greatly contented to be your reward. You slayed the dragon, sweet prince.
I hold you now in my arms, Adriana. I need no other reward. Many miles I have traveled, failing in my quest to behold the purest of beauty. I need travel no longer, for it is the truest of all beauties that has found me.
Such words. Paolo, my dear.
Tell me, my sweet.
That thing that you killed, the thing that claimed the life of your manservant.
Yes, such horror. I fear that it shall vex my every dream.
You must understand that we are not so different.
Pray now, what is it that you mean?
That witch was in all truth not just a common enemy of the House of Novak, but more precisely, a rival.
Rival? I do not understand.
She believed that she could rule this countryside, the rightful land of our ancestors. Keep us at bay, sully our crest, rob us of our fortune. Terror that she was. But I would not be telling you the truth if I said we did not both serve the same master.
Adriana, it has not been apparent to me until this moment. Adriana, how is it that you cast no shadow in the firelight? No shadow at all.
Dearest Paolo, forever you will be mine. Your beating heart is your pledge and proof of a love, a devotion so divine that it will outlive many, many moons. A love impertinent to gloom, misery, fire, or famine. The gates of eternity have been opened for you by mine hand. Take this, my lover. Take this sweetest, tenderest, and most final of kisses.
This is so long. Yes, you must leave everything that you cannot control.
Concludes our program. Paolo was played by James Reeser. Matthias was played by Michael Pate. Novak was played by Eric Davy Gislason. And the woman in the cottage was played by Annabelle Rollison. Mary Murphy played the part of Adriana, and I played the part of her blood sister, Helena. Blood Sisters was written by Sylban Sandovar and directed by Annabelle Rollison. The musical performance, The Sisters of Mercy, by Leonard Cohen, was arranged and performed by Martina da Silva with accompaniment by John Gary. Our show was produced by Gustavo Rodriguez, Daniel and Rebecca Graves, and myself for Fireside Mystery Productions. Our theme music is by Jason Graves. Our musical score was improvised by Steve Blanco. Our sound designer is Greg Russ. Our technical director is Johnny Goddard. Our production coordinator is Dahlia Morali. And our production assistant is Brontis Shane Orengo. Help us out by taking a moment to rate and review our podcast on iTunes. And if you're in the New York City area, come join us for our next show we call Love After Death. Our live taping will be at the Slipper Room on Sunday, February 26th at 7 p.m. Tickets on sale now at slipperroom.com. Two of my favorite things, cooking and binging on podcasts. Cook something yummy and easy while listening to next week's new Fireside episode. Check out this week's menu and get your first three meals for free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/fireside. This is Ali Silva. Ride fearless into the long dark night, my friends, but always be sure to mind the shadows.